So you were listening and to Charles Capps? Is that what you
said? Yeah, I've listened to Charles Capps and Charles Stanley.
But who was the one that was saying it today? Is that what you were listening to today?
It was yesterday. It was Charles Stanley.
About not asking God the right way?
Yes. First, look it up in the Bible.
Look what
and
up?
See where God's will lies in your life.
What am I looking up?
I just told you. You're not listening.
You're right. I'm not comprehending it.
And obviously, you're not comprehending it.
Okay, so...
What do you want out of the Word? God says you have not because you ask not. And a lot of you ask amiss. Meaning you're asking for the wrong things. And God's already told you. Here's the manual. You need to use the index. You need to look up the subject that you are troubleshooting and look that up and see why that doesn't work that way.
So, we don't need anything.
You're getting it now.
Because God has supplied all of our needs.
According to His riches and glories, yes.
So, what are we looking for? Money.
Money, healing, a shelter, family, healing of relationships. I don't know what, you know, the whole world's full of needs and wants.
This is true. I was thinking the healing of people and relationships. It's a two-way street.
Yes, it is. And God's not going to violate the other person's will.
Right.
However, He will lay it upon another person's heart.
What's that mean?
Okay. You know how you got a problem with your spouse, for example. And instead of telling the spouse, you go and tell your mother or his mother.
Okay.
Or better yet, you have a problem with your sibling, so you go and tell mommy or daddy. And mommy and daddy go and talk to the person rather than you doing it yourself. God does the same thing. He'll take the subject matter and lay it on that person's heart. Doesn't mean He's going to make them do something different. He's going to talk to them about it.
So in other words, you need to read your Bible and find out how to...
Communicate.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, why would I want to communicate with people that hurt me and that abuse me and judge me harshly and make my life...
Miserable?
Unhappy. Not miserable, but unhappy.
Well, miserable and unhappy, I think, are the same thing.
No, miserable is worse than unhappy, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I view it. Unhappy would just be... Miserable is like, oh my God, slip my wrist. Or is that despair?
That's despair.
Why would you want to look that in the Bible and go, okay, well, what are you going to do with your parents? What are you going to do with your siblings? What are you going to do with your boss? What are you going to do here? That's why you're supposed to read the Bible anyway.
Yep.
And you're supposed to go to church so that you are surrounded by like-minded
people.
The
Bible is the life's owner's manual.
Yeah, I was just thinking... You have to have that enlightenment in order to understand it.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit gives you that because you won't understand it on your own.
Exactly. Because it's... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if
you
it's...
You a troubled soul.
I just have doubts more now than I've ever had before.
That's because the devil's coming after you with everything he has. To make you doubt everything.
Well, not doubt it.
Because I honestly...
Wait a minute. Okay,
in this
no.
day and age,
I take that back. Yeah, I believe there is a God. And I believe that there's a heaven and a hell.
The devil believes in that too.
But wait a minute. I'm pissed off. And I don't want to talk to my dad right now.
Well, that's fine.
And
if you've got to have time to simmer, I'm sure God will let you have that time.
Exactly. So, and besides, he knows how long it's going to take. It'll probably take till when hell freezes over. But that's okay, because he's a loving and forgiving God, Father of me, Creator of me, and he'll love me unconditionally, even after he hits me in the back of the head with a 2x4.
No, I'm not going to let that happen. I've been praying against that.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to have a slow enlightenment and an understanding that comes your way. And being nurtured and